Yes, that is quite right. And the Gaeltacht is going to die if we don't start granting more planning permissions. And if we don't look at planning permissions in Gaeltacht areas as a specific and a very special case in terms of the planning guidelines and the planning laws, they're being pushed out of Gaeltacht areas, whether they are native speakers from birth or Rúchais, as they refer to, or whether they are non-native speakers who've got a great proficiency in Gaeilge and wish to relocate or to locate in the Gaeltacht and build a house. They simply can't. There's an overly rigid planning system in our Gaeltacht areas, and it is a direct threat to the future of our language. Now, our language is not just a language. It is tied up in our culture, our heritage, our history, our arts. It is so, so important. And if Ireland does anything very well, it excels at the Irish language and at the arts. And there are seven counties in Ireland which contain Gaeltacht areas, and most of those have seen a year-on-year decline in the numbers who speak Irish on a daily basis. And what I'm saying is that planning permission has become impossible for young native speakers who have land, or their daddies or their mammies or their uncles or their late grandfathers or grandmother's land, but they refuse planning permission to build in the areas.
And now there's a few actions that you're calling for and are taking. And one of them is a formal petition, and that's with Conradh na Gaeilge, and it will see a number of Gaeilgeors travel to the European Parliament. So what's the plans for that?
Yes, the plan for that is a formal written petition by way of form has been submitted to the Petitions Committee, which is a formal committee in the European Parliament, a bit like the Agri Committee or the Development Committee or the IMCO Committee that I sit on, or the TRAN Committee that I sit on, Transport. So the Petition Committee is made up of MEPs from across the House, all different groupings. And the Gaeltacht petitioners will have an opportunity to orally deliver their petition live. It will be recorded, of course, for the public to see, in the presence of representatives, MEP representatives from across the House, and for those MEPs to vote and decide as to whether it should be kept open or not, or further investigation engaged in, after the Commission, and this is important, the Commission representatives will be there at that meeting, and the Commission representatives will have already considered the petition prior to delivering their speech or their response. And the parliamentarians then, myself and others who are on that committee, will have an opportunity to listen carefully to what the Commission is saying and how they are reacting to it. And if it's insufficient, we will vote to keep, hopefully, the petition open.
And in part of the policy, you're calling for Gaeilgeors to have to be able to meet a requirement which is called a local needs. What does that mean, and how would that ease the burden?
Yes, I want the guidelines with regards to planning to allow local authorities to widen the scope of their planning approvals to include fluent Irish speakers in the same category as having a, inverted commas, quote, local needs requirement. So I think your listeners, and indeed yourself, would be familiar with the phrase local needs. And it's something that has to be interpreted by the local authority planners when they're coming to a decision, or indeed if it goes on appeal to a board planola, it has to be looked at too. But local needs, I am saying very clearly, I want those guidelines to include the requirement for fluent Irish speakers to remain in the Gaeltacht, because it's a necessity. If they can't stay in the Gaeltacht, or if they can't come to the Gaeltacht, buy a house, build a house, get a place to live and raise their children, if they're going to have children, trí Gaeilge, we are going to see more of that decline that I spoke about amongst the level of people speaking Irish in the Gaeltacht.
And recent data has shown that the level of fluency has declined, and it's declined below the threshold that any native speaker or anybody would want to see that happen.
Exactly. I could blind you with science in relation to some of the figures that I researched and that I have to hand, but I can just say succinctly, the level of Irish speakers and the level of Irish being spoken in certain Gaeltachts is in decline. and that is definitely attributable. It's not just me saying it. There's a factus, or there's a drive on with Bono, the organisation called Bono, the organisation called Tintan, Conor na Gaeilge are involved. It's not just me saying this, and I'm not the first to say this. It has been brought to my attention, my specific attention, although I was aware of it before I got elected. It was brought to my specific attention as soon as I got elected to the European Parliament, and as somebody who's deeply committed not only to the Irish language or Dhaonga Dúchais, but also to our heritage, arts and culture, I certainly am going to advocate very, very strong and very hard on this.